Washington State supporters of Ted Cruz and John Kasich say they don't know what they'll do now that those candidates have left the presidential race. Meanwhile, supporters of Donald Trump in Washington say they're relieved he is the likely Republican nominee. They say his ideas and his wall are often misunderstood. They spoke with KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel.
From her home and business in Duval, Washington, Debbie Lermond is in touch with people all over the country. In her spare time, she volunteers as part of the Trump campaign's phone banking efforts. She likes to think she played a small part in his victory in the Indiana primary this week by chatting with several undecided voters there. She and her husband also campaign on her home turf. They've been waving Trump signs at a nearby intersection. She jokingly calls it bird watching, which suggests they're getting mixed hand signals from passersby.
But I believe Trump's going to win. That's why I'm calling Washington, why I'm doing everything I can. We're going to be going around to different locations to do the sign waving, my bird watching, I call it.
Lermond says she's relieved that Cruz and Kasich have dropped out, but she won't feel completely confident until Trump has all the delegates he needs to get the party nomination.
He needs to get to the 1237 of the first ballot so they don't go to a contested convention. If they do that, then I believe Kasich and Cruz will step back in again. They just suspended their campaigns.
As to what she wants to see if Trump is elected, her answer is quick and specific.
Build the wall. Build the wall.
The wall Trump has proposed between the United States and Mexico. But Lermond says for her, that wall is more about holding in American jobs lost because of trade agreements or environmental rules.
All these jobs of these people we've seen go to other places, outsourced to Mexico or China or places like that. Plants closing up.
Eric Cowley is another Trump supporter. He does overseas ministry in Africa and elsewhere, but lives in the Snoqualmie Valley. He's helped build a pro-Trump group called the National Diversity Coalition and says he's trying to correct a misperception that Trump and his policies are racist.
He's got people all around him in many, many races, and his only thing he was saying was, look, we just need to build a wall. We just need to stop the illegal situation going on. He's not against anything that's legal. I mean, and he's right in saying it.
Cowley ran as a Trump delegate at his local legislative district convention and was dismayed to be shut out by Cruz supporters that day. He says he's never been politically active before, but his efforts to campaign for Trump have gained steam. In April, the Trump Diversity Coalition Cowley formed was honored at an event in New York. He even got to meet the candidate.
It was a media frenzy. It was great. Got to meet Mr. Trump. He's everything that you would think, he's everything that you would see him on television. He's a genuine. He's real. He's a man of authority, walks in authority. I'd be very proud for this man to be our president.
And some Trump supporters are echoing that view, even in the heart of supposedly liberal Seattle.
And it's not about keeping people out. It's not about not liking a certain group of people, not liking Mexicans, not liking Muslims. It's about creating a foreign policy that benefits the people that are already here.
Some more recently than others. Kian Dayani is the son of a Muslim immigrant who converted to Christianity. Dayani works as a pharmacist in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood. He says his family's experience in Iran has shaped their support for Trump.
I am a gay Republican. I'm also of Persian descent. My dad is Iranian. And my family really likes Donald Trump and what he stands for. And the reason for that is we understand the risks that radical Islam poses to our country because we've had to experience that ourselves.
He calls Trump's proposal to temporarily ban Muslim immigration a smart move in uncertain times. Dayani knows his views go against the stereotype of Seattle politics, but he finds a fair number of covert Trump supporters. Dayani says he's glad Cruz is out of the race, particularly in terms of his stance opposing gay marriage.
Ted Cruz is incredibly homophobic when it comes to his stances on gays and gay marriage. We see with Donald Trump that he is open to people living their own lives.
Like Cowley, Dayani says Trump is the first candidate that made him want to be politically active, because in Trump, he sees a candidate who's looking out for his interests. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.